Chapter 15. Abbot Dorcas had issued orders that neither of the abbey bells was to be tolled. If vermin invaders were heading for Redwall, it was not advisable to pinpoint the building's position too soon by ringing its twin bells. Orkwell stood watch on the wall tops with Skipper Orc, Formal Berth, and Benjo Tips. They took the northwest corner of the ramparts, which was the most likely vantage point to catch sight of the sea raiders, who would obviously be headed down the path toward them. Orkwell felt very grown up and important in his new role. Armed with the dagger and club he had gained from the Watervale, the young hedgehog peered out into the darkness. Leaning over the battlement beside him, Skipper whispered,
"No sign of them yet, mate. How far behind you do you figure those villains were?"
Orkwell shrugged.
"Can't say really, Skip, but that big golden fox won't hang back when he finds me and Gorath gone, and his brother slain into the bargain."
Benjo rubbed his eyes, concentrating on the path.
"Ain't much moonshine. 'Tis real gloomy out there. This is the part I don't like, the waiting."
Skipper let his chin rest on the battlements.
"It must be midnight now. Maybe they've made camp, resting up until daylight. Don't forget, they're in strange country, so they might feel like going carefully."
Orkwell shook his head.
"I don't think careful is a word Longtooth is accustomed to. If he knows the way, he'll be coming non-stop for Redwall."
Contrary to Orkwell's opinion, Vizca was an extremely careful creature, especially when it came to his own personal safety. Even now, he marched at the centre of his crew, well protected on all sides by vermin bodies. It was past the midnight hour. The path ahead was in total darkness. Vizca cursed softly as a weasel blundered into him.
"You clumsy oaf. Get up in front and send the scouts back to me."
The two stoats, Dogleg and Patchy, came marching back. They had the vole on a rope lead, stumbling behind them. Dogleg thrust the prisoner in front of Vizca.
"Disson says he can see the Redwall place, Captain."
The golden fox seized the vole's neck roughly.
"You'd better be telling the truth, or I'll gut you."
The vole managed to gasp out.
"'Tis up yonder, not far. You'll see yourself soon."
Vizca gave orders to the weasel Magger.
"Get the crew down that ditch aside of the path. Tell them to wait there and be quiet. Jungo, Bilger, come with me. Bring that airy mouse with you."
Glad of the unexpected rest, the vermin crew slid into the dry ditch as Vizca and the two crew beasts went cautiously forward. The Watervale pointed ahead.
"There tis, see? Redwall Abbey. Can I go back to me river now, sir? I've showed you the way."
Vizca showed his fangs in what he thought was a friendly smile.
"You did well, airy mouse. I'll let you go soon, but first, there's a little job I want you to do for me. Jungo, give him your sling and stones. Bilger, take off in your shirt and scarf."
The vole looked bemused as Vizca rigged him out in the filthy oversized shirt and draped the scarf about his head like a turban. The golden fox fixed a stone in the sling and placed it in the vole's paw, commenting,
"Don't he look like a salty old sea raider now?"
Jungo chuckled.
"Looks real pretty, don't he?"
The vole hitched up his floppy shirt sleeves.
"What am I dressed up like this for, sir?"
Vizca nodded at the abbey walls as they loomed up in the night.
"You're going to announce us as visitors. Now, here's what you say. Shout out nice and loud. Ahoy in there. I'm a poor starving sea beast. Let me and me mates in so as we can get some victuals, kind sirs."
The vole stared disbelievingly at Longtooth.
"But no beast to hear me. They'll be well abed by now."
Vizca patted his back reassuringly.
"You let me worry about that, fat mouse. Just do as you're told. Go on and shout out loud and clear now, you hear?"
The vole scratched his thick fur.
And then I'm free to go."
The golden fox nodded amiably.
"Aye, free as a bird. Now you go and deliver the message. We'll wait right here."
He drew his two crew beasts into the woodland fringe, watching the vole walk off toward the wall. Bilger sniggered, sensing his captain's intention.
"Just testing the ground, eh, Captain?"
Jungo looked puzzled.
"Testing the ground? What's that?"
Vizca cuffed his ear lightly.
"Pay attention. and watch those walls.